And back once again, here's an event called Dexter's Drive. It's going to take place at India Hook Elementary School on March the 26th. Little Lives, Saving Lives. It's kind of the slogan they're using. And we've got Mr. Dexter joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. We're going to catch up with him in a few minutes. He looks a little different since the last time we saw him last year. And he's going to tell us what's different or what has changed in the last year. But his awesome teacher joins us here on Palmetto Mornings. And that's Megan Caldwell. And she's the special education teacher over there at India Hook Elementary School. And good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Megan, before we dive in to promote Dexter's Drive, let's honor you for a second. I know you don't love when the spotlight is on you, but you have been honored by Miracle Park just for your dedication and just support of Miracle Park. And what's so special in your eyes about Miracle Park?
I think it just is such a place where it's a, I mean, obviously it's a place of belonging and it's a place for inclusion. But what I've enjoyed more, you know, when I'm there Saturday mornings watching, you know, students play, is sitting in the stands or just listening to families be able to connect and to network and, you know, coming back the next week and, hey, we tried what you talked about with bedtime and that we've gotten a few more hours of sleep. So it's just, it's a place for obviously all families just to be able to come and to see, you know, students in their confidence or just our athletes, their confidence grow and the friendships, because there are genuine friendships that are being made out there. So it's just an honor and I'm so proud of our city to have that. So.
Well, and Megan won the Heart of the Park Award, which is very, like Lucas said, yeah. I mean, it's very well deserved. And it is, you know, you do have a heart for this. It's definitely a calling. And so you definitely take that wherever you go, whether it's at the park or at your school.
And that brings us to Dexter's Drive. It's going to take place at India Hook Elementary School. And tell us how you came up with this idea and what's the purpose.
Sure. So 3 years ago, a beautiful blonde-haired, big blue-eyed little boy walked into our classroom. And I started learning more about just kind of, you know, what all, obviously anytime a student joins our classroom, we learn, you know, what are some things that we need to know about your child. And happened to find out that Dexter has hemophilia A. And so that is a bleeding disorder. So I, of course, needed to know more about that. And so through research and just different conversations, was able to learn more about that and then learn how it impacts Dexter, his family. And so, you know, we learned more about that. And then finally last year, you know, well, Dexter can probably talk more about how it impacts his body. But, you know, sometimes Dexter, does your body ever hurt with hemophilia, your joints and stuff?
I mean, with taking the shots, it's like he, after the shot, it really like he like does something with my veins.
Yeah, so it helps him. So sometimes, you know, our, not our bodies, but bodies can be sore, you know, and just painful. And so I started thinking, what can we do? How can we then raise awareness? Because obviously we all know that donating blood is so impactful. But now I have an even more personal reason as to why I want to go back and give blood, because I know the impact that it has not only on Dexter, but on his brother Ray, and then also just the community at large. So I kind of just thought, hey, what could we do? Why not do a blood drive? And talked it over. And that is how this was born. I had to ask Dexter's permission first. It's like, okay, so would you be okay if we did this and called it Dexter's Drive? And of course he said, yeah.
Right? He's a cool dude.
Yeah. He's a very cool dude.
All right. So before we swing it over to Dexter, Dexter's dad, Chris, joins us here. And Chris, kind of elaborate, if you can, again, about what it's like for Dexter. And just as a parent, maybe he, you know, maybe some more TLC that you have to pay close attention sure. to with Dexter.
Well, with him, if he gets a bruise or a bump, it's, we have to treat it more seriously because it, for him, it can take longer for it to heal. Sometimes we have to give him an emergency medication if it's severe enough. Other times we look him over, put some ice on it, and send him back out to have fun. He's a great boy. He loves to go out and play with his friends. He loves to run around and get into everything. He has mostly a normal life. We just have to take those injuries more seriously and kind of, there's some sports that he can't do, and but you know, he's pretty normal kid for the most part.
He's a cool dude. So, Dexter, step a little closer to that microphone. So, the last time we saw you, you didn't have long hair, and now you do have long hair. What do you like about your long hair?
That I can put it in my face.
Yeah. Oh, he's showing us. Okay, yeah.
It's like the shaggy look.
It is. Like all the teenage boys have.
That's exactly
right.
You're
looking good, buddy.
Yeah, you look like you're just straight out of the 1970s. So, Dexter, tell us what you like to do at school. What's your favorite maybe class or teacher? What do you enjoy at India Hook Elementary?
I like to do writing workshop.
Writing workshop.
Shout out to Lana Adams.
I know your teachers love that. Miss Adams probably loves to hear you say that, for sure.
Are you writing about a particular story or about a particular character, or does she say you can write about whatever you want to write about?
So we were doing graphic novels about our snow day, but now we're just able to write whatever we want.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Graphic novels about your snow day. Yeah. Did you have a good time on your snow day?
Yeah.
I bet you did. Yeah,
did you go out there and was played in the snow and was sliding and slipping all over the place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made like a giant snowball and threw it at Ray.
Threw at your brother? Of course. That's what you got to do, for sure. Dexter, explain to us how important it is that folks, if they can, donate blood to this blood drive. It's called Dexter's Drive. What do you want to tell them or encourage them so they can swing by and donate blood at your school?
Well, I don't know.
That's a big adult question to ask.
You just
want to
say, you can say thanks for helping not only me, but all the other people who need blood, right?
I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chris, does he require a lot of blood transfusions, or does he need
blood? No, but the medication that he takes to help with the factor that he's missing is actually made from blood donations.
Oh.
So it's not just blood transfusions that people are helping with. There's actually quite a few medications that are made from these donations that help kids like Dexter.
Good. And Megan, this is open to everyone. I know it's at the elementary school, which is a fitting place. That's his school. He's where he's comfortable. But this is open to everyone. So if you can donate, please do so.
Absolutely. We would love to have any and everybody that's able to come. There is a sign-up link specifically with designated time slots, but we will take walk-ins, but we're going to honor those appointments first. We do have a set goal, or that the Blood Connection, we are partnering with them again this year, and they have a program where they set a goal of, hey, we want this many donors, and if we get this many donors, then we are going to be able to receive a donation from them, kind of a grant as they call it, which we will then hopefully be able to turn around and donate it to the Bleeding Disorders Association of South Carolina in honor of Dexter.
Oh,
so that is our goal. So we would love to have as many people as possible. Last year we had more than enough people show up, but unfortunately, you know, day of, so if our iron is low, we're unable to give, so we weren't able to meet that goal. So that is our goal this year. So if you are capable and willing to donate, we would absolutely love to have you out there.
It's called A Little Lives Saving Lives. Dexter's Drive is going to take place at India Hook Elementary School on March the 26th from 2:30 in the afternoon until 7. The sponsor code is 12914. But again, if you go to the school's Facebook page, website, all that information is there. If not, just reach out to Miss Megan Caldwell. She will make it happen for sure.
Absolutely.
Dexter, we spent a lot of time asking you questions. Do you have a question you want to ask us, me and Miss Ashley? What do you want to know?
Well, why is there the giant satellite out there? I know there's satellites out there because it's a radio station, but why is there a giant one?
Oh, that's a great question, Dexter.
Oh, and,
we're not
that's
great
above
when
our
it
pay
comes
grade,
to
Dexter.
Outer space. But they have a lot of satellites in outer space because that's how we receive all the technology that we use, like the microphones
like
that we're using. Yeah, so it starts at one place, it goes up to a satellite, it bounces off the satellite, and it comes back so folks can watch and listen to us.
And that's how people have been able to hear you this morning.
Yeah. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope that's accurate and right.
No, sounds good.
Sounds good, right?
Seems right. Seems right.
Okay, that's all that matters for sure.
It's a great question. That might be the best question we've been asking a really long time, Dexter.
That's a good
one.
So
maybe that means that you can come sit in these chairs one day and have this show.
How about that?
How about that? Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, he doesn't seem too thrilled yet about that. We need to work on that. What do you want to do when you grow up, Dexter, when you're not busy hosting Palmetto Mornings one day? What do you want to do? What are you interested in? Do you like outer space? Do you like to become an astronaut?
I mean, I like to to draw some stuff, stuff like cats. So maybe I could be a place to save some animals and people.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that would be fantastic. You would be great. Well, Dexter, you're just the coolest little fella, and we are so glad that you made some time for us this morning. We love catching up with you, and hopefully we'll make this an annual thing, and we'll see you grow up and be a police officer and save all the animals out there and be a writer
artist. You have fun at school today, okay?
All right. Perfect.
All right.
Dad, Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Megan Caldwell, you're the best.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thank you.
We'll continue to let everyone know about Dexter's Drive at India Hook Elementary School on March the 26th. Go ahead and sign up today.